U.S. efforts to rebuild Iraq's agriculture system in the wake of dictatorship and war have continued these past 5 years. Most of the effort to help Iraqi producers get back on their feet has come from USDA Foreign Agricultural Service advisors who have spent time in the field. As U.S. Ambassador to Iraq Ryan Cracker points out, the emphasis placed by advisors has been on providing aid and technical advice, not on giving orders and mandates.
USDA, like the U.S. government generally, is really focusing on capacity building rather than reconstruction per se. We are trying to help the Iraqis do things more effectively themselves instead of doing it for them. It's all about helping Iraqis get the work done rather than trying to do it ourselves.
An example of this collaborative effort has been a poultry facility located in the Anbar province of Iraq, about 100 miles west of Baghdad. USDA advisors such as poultry veterinarian Richard Witten have been providing advice and expertise to local producer Tashin Ali Muhammad to help modernize his operation.
I have expertise in poultry. I will tend to share that with him if he asks me to do it. He wants to be a very large, if not the largest, poultry operation in Iraq. My belief is that's what he wants. I will try to help him do that.
And according to Ali Muhammad, Witten's advice and expertise is not only sought out, it's gladly welcomed.
They cooperate with our company and let us grow and grow and grow by their experience. We need experience, and especially foreign experience.
In fact, Ali Muhammad is one of several Iraqi producers who wish to visit the U.S. to gain networking and educational opportunities in areas such as feed production, animal vaccine, and research. And speaking of opportunities, Witten adds advisors in Iraq have discovered several to help with infrastructure and operation improvements, as well as providing advice.
This road between here and the far end down there is basically scraped out of the desert. So we attempted to get the military to work with them to make that a better road, and they are going to do that.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.